What's up, guys? Anton Crilly here, and welcome back to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. So today we are basically going to be doing almost a follow-up to the last episode I posted. That was called Are You Ready For It? I think I posted it about a week ago and got some great feedback, so thank you for that. People seem to really enjoy it. But I also got some questions coming through because in that episode, I was talking about private labeling and really trying to share who it's for and who it might not be for, because like I mentioned in that episode, it is definitely not for everybody. And it's also definitely not required to build the type of business you want, but it is a good next step once you're up and running if you want to take your business to the next level. So some of the questions that came through were just asking about like what products am I even talking about? So what I want to cover in this episode, again, as a follow-up, if you haven't heard that one, go back and listen. I'll link it in the podcast notes as well. But I want to talk about the type of products that actually work for private labeling. So before I get into some different options that you have, the first thing that I want to say is don't do this unless you have market experience. And the best way to have market or niche experience, if you want to call it that, is by already selling the types of products that you want to private label, or at least selling in that industry or niche. Because to have the highest probability of success, which you obviously want to have, you do need to not just have a proof of concept that you can attract an audience around this niche, but also the fact that you have heard from previous customers and potential customers, and you know what their wants and needs are, and you also know what their complaints are. And that's going to help you to determine what the right product to start with is. Because I didn't mention this in the previous episode, at least I don't think, but when you're first getting started with private labeling, and most likely for the lifetime of your private label brand, whether you continue to run it or you decide to sell it, you're not going to have, you know, dozens of products. Most likely you'll have five or less, because you almost want to go the, the Ford route, right? With Henry Ford, when he said you could have the Model T in any color you want, as long as it's black. That's basically what we're doing here. We're trying to find the best possible thing. We're trying to private label that, start with that, and then add on more. So again, in order to know what that thing is, you do need to have that market experience. Now, with that being said, what I'm going to be covering in Private Label Profits, which is how this whole, you know, discussion started. By the way, for anyone wondering, that is not live yet. It is like ready, but we're doing all now the technical stuff on the back end that always takes longer than I thought it would, like setting up the members area, like getting all the contents and notes and worksheets uploaded. So I'll keep you updated. You'll hear more when Private Label Profits is ready. But again, for now, I just want to go over basically how to pick products for this with everything I just said in mind. So in Private Label Profits, I'm going to be covering three different ways to private label products. And the first might be the most obvious, but that is to private label whatever type of products you're already selling. So, right now under my desk over here, there's a massive, probably, 20 by 15 foot rug. So one thing that you can do, and where I spend most of my time teaching in Private Label Profits, is by creating your own private label rug brand. Again, I'm not going to get into what private labeling is, go back to the previous episode, but that is the most obvious. You take your core products, which is what I refer to as your high ticket products, right? Whatever your site is about, whatever your niche is about. And those are the products you go with because one, you're going to have the highest margins, and two, they're the easiest to just plug in to your existing store. So that is the first way to determine what type of products you should private label. They should be the products, core products, that you're already selling on your existing e-commerce store. Now, second thing that I also cover in Private Label Profits is accessories. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Before I explain them, just know that the margins on these are typically lower as far as an actual net dollar amount. Let me say that again. I don't know if that came out clear, but net dollar amount. And that is because the products are typically less expensive because they are accessories. So one example I give in the Private Label Products course is, let's say you had a standing desk store and you knew that one question you constantly get from either potential customers or people that have bought is, do you sell monitor arms, right? The things you can clamp onto your desk and basically VESA mount a computer screen onto. And let's say historically you either just said, no, we don't sell them, or maybe you drop shipped them for another brand. Okay, all is well and good, better than nothing. But as you know, the monitor arms, I bought a bunch of them. They make the super cheap ones. Then for my 49-inch curved monitor, I needed one that cost like $300. But there's a lot of variability in terms of pricing. I'm assuming most people probably spend, I don't know, 70 or 80 bucks on it. Well, the second option for private labeling that I cover in Private Label Profits is actually private labeling those products. So find one that fits a standard monitor size, find one that supports a standard monitor weight. By the way, there's a whole module in the program about how to source these suppliers that you would use for it, but you could find one that exactly matches your customer's average need, what most people want. And you could private label that, and then you can sell it on your site as a standalone product for, again, I don't know, $70, $80. And you can also have it as a cross-sell option on your product pages. So in that example, somebody's on your standing desk product page. If they want to, they can add on the mount, which is going to be from your new brand name that you created, which again, I'll show you how to do in that program. And from there, they can add it on and maybe it says, you know, everyday price or MSRP 99, add it on right now for $70, right? And maybe your wholesale cost is 25 bucks. So again, you're not making the same amount of money you would on your core products, but you're making more than you would if you were to just drop ship a lower ticket product, which you know I am totally against. So you can use it a couple different ways. Again, as a standalone product to sell, as a cross sell on your product pages. And then on top of that, depending on how low your actual wholesale cost is, you might even consider offering it as a bonus when people buy other products for you. Let's just stick with the standing desk example for this part of the podcast and say that you have one that is your bestseller and it's $1,500 to the customer, right? That's what the customer pays you. And it sells well for you, but you have competition, obviously. You're not the only retailer selling it. What you could do is if you have this now branded, again, private labeled monitor arm, you can actually have it as a bonus giveaway. So if somebody buys the desk from you for $1,500, they get this $100 MSRP monitor arm included with their order. So the way that works is obviously transaction goes through as normal. You know that their desk is going to get shipped to them from the manufacturer, aka supplier, and then you're going to have one of the private labeled monitor arms shipped to them, which again, might cost you 25 bucks, you know, maybe $35, $40 with shipping, but it just got you a $1,500 sale. Nobody else is offering it because it's yours. You have control over it. And again, it's something that can close more sales for you and increase your conversion rate. So again, that's the second method of private labeling that I'm sharing with you in Private Label Profits. And the third one, which is not a moneymaker, I'll just say that right now, but it is something fun, is to private label some of the smaller products that you might want to send as gifts to your best customers, maybe also offer for purchase on your store, depending on your following. Probably not going to work the best like that, but things like t-shirts, things like mugs, things like water bottles, just some fun stuff you might want to send with a letter in the mail to your customers that obviously have your logos on them and has a nice thank you letter that can lead to more high ticket sales, again, for your biggest and best customers. So those are some of the things that we're going to be covering. But even with all of that being said, I'm just looking kind of through the program right now because obviously I have access to it in the module one section, which is where most of the stuff I'm kind of taking you through at a high level overview comes from. And the next thing that definitely want to call attention to are your price points and your target profits. And just know that when we're doing any of this, well, excluding the smaller stuff that you might just want to send out for free, you should only be moving forward once you've kind of brainstormed these ideas with the ones that actually give you better margins than what you're already selling. So if it were to be the rugs, for example, and on average, when we sold a rug for $700, we made $350 profit, I would not recommend introducing a private label brand unless you can negotiate your wholesale cost down to the point where you're making more of a net profit. And again, I show you there's, let's say, module, just so you know, I'll give you a quick overview. Obviously, we have an introduction module of the program where we cover things just like what is private labeling, the benefits of private labeling, when to consider it. Module one is all about choosing private label suppliers. There, cover what types of products work best to private label, cover price point research and target profit research, cover how to do product research to actually validate your ideas. And then module two is all about sourcing private label suppliers. So there, I show you the best just-in-time suppliers, the best dropship suppliers for private labeling, which yes, they definitely exist, and the best way to go direct to manufacturers to have these products made. And then module 3 in the program is all about storing and shipping private label products. So there I cover how to different options, I should say, for product storage, and then also different options for getting these things to your customers. And then module 4 of private label profits is all about selling the private label products. So there I cover how to brand them. So how to create your own brand, your own logo, your own branded store, how to cross sell on your current store, how to sell on your competitor stores, how to sell on aggregators, and a whole lot more. So I know this is called the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast, and the screen behind me just went off if anyone's watching this this as a video. But the reason, again, I'm covering private labeling in these last couple episodes is because that's where my focus has been in terms of what I've been, you know, looking at day to day. Our SOPs for private labeling, and then turning that into the best basically product available for you if you want to get into this. So hopefully, again, you are excited about that. Hopefully you want to be a part of this thing. Again, no information on signing up yet, but that'll be coming, you know, probably by the next episode. I think all the technical details to get you access will be worked out, and I'll let you know more about it in the future. But with that being said, I do hope you got some value from this one. I hope you understand how to choose products for private labeling a little bit better, how we do it in our businesses. As always, if you got value from this one, please do leave it a review. And if for some reason you are not subscribed to the podcast yet, be sure to subscribe, because we have new episodes just like this every week. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you. And I'm recording this on Friday. So have a great weekend. See everybody.